Welcome, pool guys and gals, to the Let's Talk About Pools podcast, where your host, Lauren Broom, will take a splash into many topics in the pool industry to educate all aquatic professionals. Listen in, and you just might be surprised what you'll learn. So let's jump right in.
Welcome, everybody, today to the Let's Talk About Pools podcast. And on episode 54, I spoke with Tal Millican, and we talked about the multi-torque pool tools. You guys are going to love this episode. This is a really good one for you guys out there, something to help make a lot of the jobs that you're doing on a regular basis to be easier and also to hurt yourself less. This is a pools professional turned inventor that really understood the issues that you guys had on your side and created this tool to help you guys out. He's at a lot of the conferences, especially down here in Florida. So let's jump right into this episode and see how Tal and the multi-torque pool tools can help our pool pros out there. Let's jump right in. Now I want to talk a little bit about my podcast sponsor today, which is the main sponsor of the Let's Talk About Pools podcast for over 3 years now going. I want to say thank you to Skimmer as being a key partner with education through the podcast, and we all really appreciate it. I wanted to mention the exclusive free trial. If you visit www.getskimmer.com/my name, Lauren Broom. Just for listening to the podcast, you can get this exclusive free trial to try out Skimmer. I hope that you guys enjoy it, and I hope that you enjoy this wonderful episode about multi-torque pool tools with Tal Millican. Thank you to everybody. Welcome, everybody, today to the Let's Talk About Pools podcast. And on today's episode, I'm interviewing Tal Millican with multi-torque tools. Welcome, Tal. How are you?
I'm doing fine, Laura. Thanks. This is really great. I'm excited to be on your podcast today.
I'm excited to have you too. This is a very unique episode. I have not interviewed anybody yet that's been on the podcast that's unique with these type of tools for the pool industry. So I'm really excited to bring this to the industry through the podcast, through the education that the podcast brings. So thank you for being on today.
Sure thing. First of all, let me welcome you and all of your podcast fans to the Multi-Torque corporate headquarters and warehouse and packaging facility, otherwise known as the Millican Garage. I'm sitting here in my garage. My wife just stuck her head out the door for what reason, I'm not sure, but I'm on podcast right now. She just waved. This is a unique situation for me, number one. Number two, Julie, my wife, and I just returned from 11 days, sort of an anniversary celebration. We took a Rhine cruise, and then we had a three-day layover in Amsterdam. We just got back Tuesday, and I had orders waiting for me, which I had to fulfill, and now I'm low on product, so I'm having to do some packaging. So we're going to do a little multitasking here at Multi-Torque here today, Laura. I'm going to be doing some labeling, which will give all of your podcast people an idea of what goes down when I have to actually do some fulfilling before I do some shipping.
That's awesome. Well, tell us a little bit about you, Tal, and your history in the pool industry and multi-torque tools a little bit. A little bit about the company.
Okay, sure. Julie and I bought the house we're living in here in Northeast Hillsborough County, part of North Tampa. It's called New Tampa. We built our new house in 1992, and it was the first pool we owned. And I found it very relaxing just being around it, cleaning it, and taking care of it. It was kind of a zen thing. And at the time, I was a flight attendant for TWA, the late great TWA, and I was commuting back and forth from Tampa to New York just to go to work. And we had this new house, new mortgage, and I thought, gee, do I want to be flying more time and commuting more just to make more money to pay for this new mortgage? Or do I want to try to pick up extra money here in Tampa? And I thought, you know what? I really like the pool. Let's see how it works out if I just become a part-time pool guy. And the first question I got asked when I interviewed was, have you ever cleaned pools before? And I said, well, no, I haven't. He said, you're hired. Because so many guys and gals out there take shortcuts and wind up hurting the company. And this gentleman with this particular company called Poolside Leisure trained me right. And I did that for about a year or so. And then I told him, I said, look, you know, we're way up here in the northeast part of the county. You don't even have accounts up here. I'd really like to start a little shoestring service of my own. And he made me sign a no compete clause. And I said, are you going to stick to that? And he said, no, don't worry about it. In fact, I'll even sell you chemicals. So the rest is history. I started a little pool service up here while I was still flying for TWA. I would commute up to New York or to St. Louis, fly my trips, come home, jump into my shark suit and go clean pools. And I'd come home from a trip and Julie would say, honey, you got another phone call. And sure enough, the pool service started growing. And in 1999, TWA came to a lot of us senior flight attendants and said, look, we're going to offer you a retirement package. Those of you want it, it's going to be a really good deal. And as it turned out, it was a really good deal. And at the time, I had about 75 pools. So I just said bye-bye to the airline industry and became a full-time pool guy. And all the time I've been working on pools, I kept just really messing up my hands, bloody knuckles, the whole nine yards. I kept thinking, you know, there's got to be a better way. This little four-lobe knob you see right here was my nemesis. It's on the Stay Right Positive Flow filter. I'm sure a lot of you people out there watching the podcast right now are intimately familiar with it.
Yep.
And you know, that clamp band is nothing more than a dull knife blade. And every time I tried to open one of these in a hurry, I wound up scraping knuckles and I just got really fed up with that. And after 13 years of thinking about it and thinking about it, lightning finally struck. And this is my first socket. This is the MT50 and it's got a very unique geometry that fits just about any three or four lobe socket in the industry.
Nice.
And if you put that on a drill, it's off in about 6 seconds. And then I started thinking, well, if I can, it also works on just about any three or four lobe knob that you see right here.
So you stop cutting. You stop cutting up your hands.
No more scraped knuckles.
Yeah.
So I even have a logo for that. At any rate, I kept thinking, well, gee, if I could do it for this particular filter, why not the Stay Right System 3? Why not the barrel, the hex nuts on all the Hayward and Pentair filters? Why not work with those too? And so that's how the whole ball of wax got started. And I eventually marketed the three most popular sockets in this MT301 three-piece value pack. It also comes with a little connector pin, so you don't have to run to Home Depot. I introduced the first three sockets at the Florida Spa and Pool Association show in Orlando in 2007, and it was very well received. Julie, my wife, was there, and she looked at me and said, it looks like you finally did something right. And I said, well, thank you, honey. At any rate, it's gradually taken off. I have now a network of distributors, and a couple of distributors, one particular distributor over in Altamont Springs, the other side of Orlando, has been a tremendous a friend, a mentor, and a tremendous boost to the entire multi-tour endeavor here. He, at the show in 2007, people kept telling me about this guy that I really should talk to. In fact, they said, you know, he's here at the show. You need to go over and talk to him. But our booth was so busy that I never really got the opportunity to go see him. And that was in February of 07. And about June or July, I thought, you know, what the heck? I'll send this Alan Vanderboe some samples and just see what he has to say. I have nothing to lose. So I sent him samples of the three sockets, and the phone rang about 3 days later, and it was Alan. He said, how soon can you start shipping this stuff? I can sell this to the big guys like PoolCorp. And I said, okay, let's do this. And Alan still orders. And I sell quite a bit of everything I produce to Alan. He's been very good. He makes a little bit of a margin for me, and then he turns around and sells to people like Pool Corps and all kinds of people. But then I now have people like Bay State and Heritage Pool Supply, which has taken over Florida Water, among other distributors. In October of 2022, just a few months ago, I sold pool service. So I'm no longer out there in the trenches, so to speak. And I've become a full-time pool tool manufacturer. And
That's
it's
awesome.
Been fun. I probably stay busier doing this than I was servicing pools, because all of my pools, I had a lot of pools, but over the years I just kept giving myself haircuts, and I had gotten down to around 30 some odd pools. So I was done in 2 days, and they're all enclosed. They're all residential. There's no serious vegetation on the inside of these cages. They're all very, very close to where we live. So it was easy peasy.
Yeah.
Nicely.
Yeah.
Very, very, very quickly and easily done. So I'm not servicing pools anymore. I found a gentleman who was ready, willing, and able to take over, and we closed the deal in late October.
Nice.
It's worked out real well. The nice thing about pool shows for me, not only is it exciting introducing new pool service techs, people new to the industry, and veterans who really don't go to shows. And I stress, it's really important that people go to an occasional pool show, not only to get qualified and to educate themselves, but to see what's out there to make their life easy or easier and safer.
I couldn't agree more. Couldn't agree more.
And that's, for me, not only is it exciting to introduce people to my products, but it's also, I always anticipate at least one person coming to the booth, and it's not my booth anymore. Alan Vanderboo, this gentleman, the distributor over in Altamont Springs, has the booth, and I ride coattails on him, on his booth. But it's sort of one hand washing the other. I help him sell other products, because all the time I was servicing and doing pool service, I was using his products. So I had some street cred to talk about his products as well. But one of the neat things about shows is that invariably we get one or two people come up to the booth and they say, do you have a tool for fill in the blank? Sometimes we do and sometimes we don't. And if we don't, it's always been my challenge to just ask them, well, number one, is the issue you're talking about, is that an industry-wide situation? Mm-hmm. And if it is there a tool already out there for the situation you're talking about? And if the answer to the first one is yes, it's an industry-wide issue, and the answer to the second one is no, I go to work researching the feasibility of coming up with a tool that would work for this particular issue, and that's been fun.
So it sounds like sometimes it's the trade shows are a learning experience for you guys. Like, you guys keep it open as a way to learn from people in the industry that come up to booth and ask questions like that. And then it allows you to possibly come up with a new tool or product that's going to help the pool professional in the industry.
Oh, exactly, Lauren. In fact, 99% of the time, well, the way it happens is my wheelhouse as a pool service guy and filter guy was very, very small, and remained very, very small. And you'd have someone come up to you and say, do you guys have a tool for the flux capacitor for the Wham's Jammy? And I would, no, I'm sorry. I have no idea what, I had to be honest. I'm sorry. I have no idea what you're talking about. I'm just a pool service guy. And they say, well, it's this, that, and the other. And what I would try to do is, well, to give you an example, there's an interesting anecdote. Years ago, I was doing a dog and pony show at an IPSA meeting down in Sarasota. And after the show, a gentleman came up to me and he said, do you make a plug for the Stay Right Master Temp and the Rheem Raypak Unitherm Governor Plug? And I said, what? I had no idea what he was talking about. And I said, I'd love to help you out, but I can't even picture what you're talking about because I don't do heaters. He said, well, hang on just a minute. So he went out to his van and brought two of these plugs in, one for the Rheem Raypak Master Temp Thermal Regulator plug. I always get them mixed up. And the Unitherm Governor plug for the Raypak heater. He just handed them to me. He's here, take these and see what you can do with them. And thanks to this gentleman, I eventually came up with what I call my HPS 200 or my heater plug socket. Now, that was totally out of my wheelhouse. But thanks to a gentleman who had a problem that was system-wide, the only solution up to that point and still used by a lot of heater technicians is a darn screwdriver between the manifolds trying to break these plugs loose. And invariably what happens, especially in cold weather, is you snap that plug, and the only solution is to go to your handy dandy nearby distributor and pay $40 some odd for a new plug. That's the solution to that. And my particular socket has four lobes on it that just fit right in between the rings, and with a 3/8 socket wrench just takes it right out. And that's an example of the fun part of going to the trade shows. Just having meeting people who have issues that maybe we can talk about. Recently, I had a gentleman.
You get to get into invention mode, which is kind of fun. You know, that's the fun part. The research and actually coming up with a new idea. It sounds really exciting. I think you have a fun job, Tal.
Well, it is fun, Laura. It's it's one of those situations where you don't go to work in the morning. You get up excited about the new day and what it's going to bring, and looking for orders and talking to people about your product, like what we're doing right now, and introducing people to tools that are just going to make their life so much easier. That's what it's all about. That's been the fun part. When it finally hit me about what the concept of this socket right here, my first socket, what really got me excited was the fact that if it really caught on, how many people out in the field would be so much better off if they had something like this in their toolkit. That's what really got me excited. It wasn't the fact that it was going to make me rich or famous or bring me notoriety. It was the fact that if it really, really worked the way I thought it would make life so much easier for so many people out there in the field. And sure enough, that's what happened. And it's very satisfying to know that my tools are working and helping people. It's really worked out. It's been a lot of fun.
I find it exciting just because, you know, my background, my OSHA 10 and general industry trainer, teach a class now. And we talk about, you know, workplace health and safety and them, you know, something that you're doing constantly with your hands over and over and over. If you're getting hurt, that's a workplace health and safety issue. And so when you're talking about workplace health and safety, the best way to go is to find something that removes the issue. So the tool that you've created, it goes onto the drill. Now they're not scraping their knuckles. They're not pinching themselves.
It also reduces the likelihood of seeing things like carpal tunnel syndrome, which as flight attendants, we suffered a lot because of moving bar carts and equipment around under certain G-forces. It was a very challenging time for us. And as pool technicians become more chronologically gifted, shall we say, and the arthritis and everything else kicks in, that's when you need all the tools you can get your hands on to make your life easier and less painful.
I totally with you. And that's where I see like your tool really reduces that workplace health and safety issues that some of the pool professionals have to deal with day in and day out with their jobs.
One significant transition I've made, Laura, in the last, just most recently, right after I sold the pool service, people have been telling me, Tal, when are you gonna start selling your tools online? And I say, well, I already do sell them to distributors. And they say, yeah, but you know, there are people all over that don't have an account with a distributor. They just want one tool. They can't afford to open up an account, or they don't have a business license. You've got a single pole guy or gal driving around who just wants this one particular socket. So October 7th of 2022, I launched a completely renovated multi-torque website whereby anybody and everybody can go right to the website, sign up, log in, register, and buy direct from me, the manufacturer, at probably the best price you're going to find anywhere, because you're buying it from me. Plus, there's no shipping. So all you have to do is log on to multi-tork.com and check out the 28 products that I now make available.
With wow. More to,
we've got a couple of ideas in the pipeline that we're working on as we speak. What I'm doing today, as I told you, we just come back from a trip and I had orders to fulfill, which took my inventory down. So what I'm sitting out here in the shipping and processing department, and I'm about to put together some of, this is my MT100. This is a aluminum double hex. This is a 7/8 end and a 9/16 end, which I'm kind of low on. It's also part of that three-piece value pack I just showed you. And I'm kind of low on these. And I always like to keep stocked up because the last thing I want to do is get an order and have to stop midstream just to package stuff so I can get an order out. Because I really like to get orders out mach schnell, as chop chop, as soon as I can, because it's really, you establish your reputation as being either slow on the draw or being really customer responsive, and I like to stay on top of orders. So just to give you an idea, this is a raw MT100, fresh out of the oven, so to speak, from my machine guy in Odessa, a gentleman named Mike Grosnick, runs a machine shop called MG Industries. This is the 7/8 end, and this is the 9/16 end. So it's raw. So I have a strip of labels here. I simply pull the label off.
Stick it on.
Stick it on. Now, eventually, these will get engraved because obviously this label doesn't last too long if this thing gets a lot of use in the field. This is a clamshell that it goes into along with a connector pin.
Yep.
And then this is the label, or what we call the backstop. The backstop goes on, we fold it up, and voila, we have
beautiful,
MT100.
And so you got to mention, and I saw on the label and the backstop in the top right hand corner, all made in the United States, guys, made in the USA, because he mentioned Odessa, Florida is where his machinist actually makes that. So when yes, you ma'am. Buy this his products, you're buying from the United States, which is nice.
The only thing not made in the USA, let me find it here. You'll notice that in the middle of my polycarbonate sockets is a brass insert that is for the connector pin. I can find one here. Here it is. Here's the connector pin. Goes in like that. Now, yep. I can't buy brass pins or connector. I can't buy that brass connector pin for a really reasonable price. I'm sorry. It's not the brass insert. Those are made locally. This connector pin is coming from overseas, and it's really, really cheap to get it there. And I do that because otherwise you'd have to spend another $4 to $6 at Home Depot or Lowe's or wherever you shop for your other goods just to get this. But because I can get it at such a good price, I included it in all the packaging for all the sockets that require or work better with the drill.
Makes sense.
I don't include it with all my sockets because not all of my sockets I recommend using with the drill. For example, that heater plug socket I mentioned earlier for the Ring Raypak and the Master Temp heaters. Not a good idea to use a drill with that because the torque is so high that you probably wind up breaking that plug. just use it with a 3/8 drive socket wrench. But that just gives you an idea. But like Laura stressed, and I appreciate the fact that she did bring that up, everything else is produced. In fact, all my vendors are with right here in the Tampa Bay area. It's taken me a while to get that accomplished, but that also cuts down on my overhead, and it also helps with my price points. So the cheaper I can make it, the cheaper I can sell it. That's what it's all about, getting it affordable, durable, and versatile.
Yeah, that's all important for our pool professionals.
You bet. More tools, less money, because I've been there.
Give us a hint on anything, just a little hint of what, if you're allowed to, anything cool that's coming out soon.
Well, I was going to relate a story at the last pool show, the last Florida Spa and Pool Show over in Orlando at Allen's booth. We had a gentleman come up to us and he said, "Do you guys make I make a tool already. It's a disc, a stainless steel disc with pins on both sides. It's a commercial floor inlet extractor for commercial pools that have these large diffusers in the bottom on the floor. And mm-hmm. when people go, when leak detection companies check for leaks, these have to be removed and those inlets have to be plugged. And then the pool has to be filled up with water so they can see where the leaks are. And so I developed a socket for that. And had a gentleman who saw that, and he said, "Gee, I wonder if that would fit on Jandy's bubbler light lens." And again, I said, "I'm not really, I have no idea what you're talking about, sir." And he said, "Well, Jandy is here. They're at the booth, or they're at the show. You need to go over and take your MT-1005, which is the socket I was just talking about for floor inlets. Take it over and see if it fits." And I was sure. So I said, "Alan, I'll be back in just a second." Sure enough, they were just a few feet away. And I ran over and I asked one of the reps on the floor. I said, "I'm looking for your Jandy bubbler." And he said, "Oh, yeah, sure. It's right over here." We turned the corner and it was on display. They had it in water with lights and water going. So there was no way I could even get the socket into where it was. So I wound up going to SCP and buying a whole darn bubbler unit, which wasn't cheap, but that's what you got to do sometimes in order to see if you're going to be able to make a product. You have to have the product
or research.
Research. You have to have it in hand. Plus, the people who are doing all of the fabricating and welding and cutting and injection molding for me have to physically get their hands on it so they can measure and make sure we have an accurate, precise product in the end. So I wound up getting the bubbler, and all I needed was the lens, but still had to have it. So one of the products that we're about to introduce is a miniature version of what's called the MT-1005, which is a large stainless steel disc with the pins on both sides for commercial floor returns. And the new 1007 is a smaller version with just four pins on one side. And it fits down into the holes in the Jandy bubbler light lens. And I've been I've been on Instagram bothering the heck out of any commercial contractor, resurfacer, refinisher, anyone who works with this bubbler just to see if, in fact, they're having issues. It's not a problem getting it in. The problem is if you have to change out the bulb with a lot of other products in pools, for example, returns and all sorts of fittings, it's not putting them in that's hard. It's over time, they calcify and they get really difficult to remove. And the same issue is true. This gentleman told me the same issue is true with the Jandy bubbler light lens. It's not putting it in, it's trying to remove it. It's really hard to do. And there's really no way that there's no place to grip. It's got a hole in the center, and it's got it's got a locking ring. So you push and twist to get it in. But if it's calcified, if it's been in the pool for a while, and if you have to change out the light lens or the bulb underneath that lens, it's really difficult to get out. So that's something that we've got in the pipeline.
Nice. Thanks for the hint. That'll sure. be exciting. People can, keep it you know, in the back of their minds and look for that when that comes out. That's cool.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you sound like you love this, and I always can tell every time I see you at the show. I see you every single year at the Florida show, and you light up when you talk to pool professionals about all the tools, even if it's not a multi-torque tool. Like you said, you're working the booth with Alan, and they got so that booth is always busy. Like everybody, it's like a swarm of people around that table. And it's sometimes it's even hard to go, hey, Tal, I'm here, you know, because yeah, you're so popular.
Well, it's not me. It's the tool, it's the table itself. And it's all, Laura, it's always been for me a certain amount of pride to be a part of Alan's table, because we are so popular, and we're popular because I call it the candy store. It's one of those places you got to visit. At the annual Pinch a Penny retailer invite, which was held in Orlando back in early February, we were setting up, and one of the other vendors, he was just sort of doing a floor walk like we all do before the show starts, just to see what's new, what's going on. And he walked by our booth, and he stood there for a moment with his mouth open, and he was looking from one end to the other. And finally, he turned to me and he said, "You guys are the MacGyver table." And it,
that's a good way to put it.
Yeah. And it stuck. I've stolen the line, because I think it's such a cute and accurate remark about Alan's booth. And Alan is such a gentleman. He's such an innovator himself. He started out, he was an engineer in the aerospace industry. He got out of that. And while he was still doing that, he was selling chemicals out of the back of his car with another gentleman. And he bought some property and had a house in Altamont Springs, and decided to put a pool in. And all the time he was watching the contractor put in the pool, he kept thinking, you know, there's a better way of doing what they're doing. And he started a little pool service, and his daughter was cleaning pools. And the first tool he developed was a simple little device to remove the pump lids on Stay-Rite pumps. And that was probably 40 some odd years ago. And his business just grew and grew and grew. And then he became a distributor. And what's nice about Alan is that if he sees an innovative product from anybody, guys like me, other women in the industry, anybody who has a tool that's what I call bagged, barcoded, and ready to go, if a decent price point is established and he thinks he can sell it, that person has just had a bit of luck thrown their way, which is what happened with me. I had a product that he liked. We established a good price point for him, and it's done very well for Alan and done very well for me. And that's, I encourage people at my website, and at shows, look, if you have an idea, by all means, I'm more than willing. In fact, I'm thrilled to pay forward what happened to me, because I didn't do any of this by myself. I had a lot of help along the way. And I encourage people, look, I'm more than happy to lend you some advice. I've even told people on the website, I'll be more than happy to sign a non-disclosure agreement if it means helping you along the way to avoid some landmines in getting your product from mind to marketplace, as they say. That's what all of us do. I'm also, one particular place I'm proud of on my website, I have a page devoted to other pool tool innovators or pool industry innovators like myself, products that aren't in direct competition but work in concert with multi-torque, or help people, service techs in the industry, makes their life easier. For example, the Pool Piranha people, Alan, David Van Brunt's website. Mm-hmm. What it is, it's a page whereby anyone who goes to that page can click onto the logo designation for the particular people who have joined or who have agreed to let me introduce them at my website. They just simply click on the logo and it will immediately take them to that company's website and they can see what's going on. Steve Thompson is another pool tool innovator right here in Tampa on the other side of town. And Steve has an incredible inventory of products for the contractor, the pool service people, resurfacers, repair people. He's done it all. He was a contractor and still does a number of pools. He's had a retail store. He's done it all. And his catalog is several pages deep. And what I do for all the people that participate in or who are on that website, we also send each other stacks of our literature so our product information can be included in their shipments out. In other words, I have a stack of five or six companies, and every time I get an order off the website, depending if it's a company, I will include information for all the people that are on the website because I have a brochure I can include.
So you guys network and help each other, even though you're kind of similar businesses, because it's better to help each other than to all start working against each other in the same industry. So that's wonderful. I know there's always competition in business, but it's nice that you guys have a good working relationship.
Well, the way I look at it, Laura, the thing is we all make unique and different products. So we're not in mm-hmm. competition with each other. Our products actually complement each other. So it's not a matter of worrying about someone stealing my business or me stealing someone else's business. It's a matter of me introducing the people who are interested in my products to other products that would also make their life easier.
And that it's wonderful to see our industry work together like that. I see it all the time, especially we go back to trade shows again. I see that so much at trade shows, everybody wanting to help each other out. And it's a good learning experience.
Oh, yeah. And it was, you know, I think that's probably true among pool service people, too. Here in Tampa, at least. You know, there are plenty of pools to go around. You know, if someone called me and said, hey, I've got a pool in your territory, or I know a pool nearby. This didn't happen very often, but I'd say, hey, take it. I don't need any more pools, or I'm good for now. So by all means, I think that's just, you know, it's we're all in this together. That's what it's all about.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for bringing, you know, information on the podcast and letting our listeners know more about multi-torque tools and about you as well, Tal. We even got to meet your wife.
Did she show up?
No, she did in the beginning, though.
Oh, good. Okay. Well, I'm glad you. Yeah, she's a keeper. 43 years now. We'd be married 43 years, the 25th, actually.
You're a very lucky man.
Oh yeah, and she's a very patient woman. What can I say? I call her my trophy wife. She deserves one for putting up with my antics for so long.
Well, thank you so much for being on the podcast today, Tal.
It's been my pleasure, Laura, and to everybody, work safe out there.
That's ultimately what we want them to do and enjoy what they're doing at the same time. Thank you, Tal.
You bet, Laura. Bye-bye.
Thanks for diving in today with the Let's Talk About Pools podcast. Be sure to follow us on our YouTube channel or our Facebook page. And feel free to rate, subscribe, and leave a review wherever you listen to your podcasts so more aquatic professionals like you can learn about the show. We appreciate it, and we'll catch you in the next episode of the Let's Talk About Pools podcast.